Hello again, everyone. I'm Len Vermillion, editor-in-chief of Control Magazine and controlglobal.com. And as I am quite often, I'm your host today for the Control Amplified podcast. And we're going to talk a bit about an opportunity I recently had, and that was to interview the FieldCom Group's Plant of the Year for 2025. It's something I do every year. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's a fascinating story. And this year we ended up talking to a company, a chemical, especially chemical company from India, SRF Dahej. And they really have found a better way to become future ready using FieldCom instrumentation. So they just to set the tone for this conversation, you know, SRF, they actually went through a whole process that lasted, oh man, more than a decade. It's like 15 years. It'll be two decades when it's all said and done for a digital transformation. And so far, they've shed $10.7 million in costs off of this journey. And that's really what made them become FieldCom Group's 2025 Plant of the Year. So rather than me just talking here about it, I'm going to kind of go through the story I wrote and then after I interviewed with them. So if you hadn't had a chance to look at it on our website, controlglobal.com, you can hear it here right now. So let's take a look. Now, nestled along the serene coastline of the Baruch district and Gujarat, India, the town of Dahej is a robust industrial center that is home to a diverse range of industries, particularly chemicals. Now, because of its proximity to the Gulf of Cambat, major ports and shipping corridors, it's a crucial hub for trade and commerce in India. It's also here that SRF, which was originally Sri Ram Fibers, underwent this digital transformation to not only become a shining example of the possibilities of advanced integrated control systems, but also, as I've mentioned before, became FieldCom Group's 2025 Plant of the Year. So who is SRF? SRF is a global producer of chemicals and specialty chemicals with locations not only in India, but also in Thailand, South Africa, and Hungary. It maintains a long and storied history of growth and innovation, and that dates back more than a century through the lineage of Sir Sri Ram and Dr. Bharat Ram, who were the founders. And its current iteration began in 1973 as a manufacturer of nylon tire cord fabrics, and it entered the chemical business back in 1989 to manufacture refrigerants. That's when it officially became known as SRF. So, whereas the company is based in New Delhi, but it has transformed its Dahej facility, one of its largest, over the last 15 years, changing the way it operates the plant through the systematic upgrades of its control technology. And of course, FieldCom Group technology has been with it each step of the way. You don't believe me? Let's hear from Dr. Jagesh Pranami, who I interviewed, and he said SRF underwent a technology adoption journey that we started in 2010 with the HART protocol. From there, we moved to Foundation Fieldbus in 2011, and along the way, they installed more than 40,000 devices that use FieldCom Group's HART, Wireless HART, and Foundation Fieldbus protocols. Now, over 90% of these devices are managed via an instrument asset management system. And in the process, those devices and FieldCom Group technology enable the plant to leverage its fit-for-purpose protocols to achieve an architecture incorporating the industrial Internet of Things, you all know it as IIoT, and soon, the Ethernet Advanced Physical Layer, which we all know as Ethernet APL. So this journey has not always been smooth, and the engineers led by Pranami faced challenges that they met head on. And that was the basis of this story that I wrote. For example, connecting a 300-acre plant Yes, 300 acres could be very difficult, as you might imagine, and particularly through the middle sections of this vast operation. Pranami told me, so the architecture was very important to design before implementation. Otherwise, it just has a very high chance of failure. And you can certainly see how that would be true. Now, let's talk about mapping the journey. SRF's motto has always been, we'll find a better way. And this project was no different, as the digital transformation has been strategically mapped to ensure a smooth and efficient transition at one of the company's most significant facilities. SRF Dahej encompasses the company's specialty chemical and fluorochemical businesses. It houses multi-purpose plants for the agrochemical and pharmaceutical intermediates, and it's a key driver of SRF's specialty chemicals growth and global export. It also remains a major production center for refrigerant gases supporting HVAC and industrial cooling sectors. So it is one of the company's most technologically advanced sites, and its new digital transformation has made it the most efficient. And that's key for the company's future, since this facility is a central location for future capacity additions to ensure SRF's long-term competitiveness in the global markets. So why did it turn to Fieldcom for this endeavor? Well, that journey actually began with the adoption of HART and Foundation Fieldbus, and it continued with the establishment of the IMES system in 2012. Now, wireless HART was added in 2015, and its alarm management system was installed in 2016, and a safety integrated system was installed in 2017. So the most recent steps forward, though, happened in 2023, and this is where things really get impressive with IIoT adoption. And then again this year, the team started putting artificial intelligence adoption into the review and analysis. So already the company is working towards APL adoption in 2026, and we're all eager to see how that will turn out. So Foundation Fieldbus technology has been implemented across many of SRF Dahej's instrumentation and control systems, ranging from its Coriolis, Vortex, magnetic, and ultrasonic flow meters to radar level devices from a mix of different instrumentation vendors. They've also included a full vacuum level transmitter, emergency shutdown system, a gas detector system. Other systems include machine monitoring, online stack and process analyzers, emergency shutdown valves, and pressure transmitters. So this large-scale plant features multiple intricate systems, as you can see, and they required a lot of thought and planning during this upgrade and knowledge and training for operators that followed. So as Pranami pointed out, HART protocol empowers their instrumentation system with seamless diagnostics and configuration without disrupting critical 44 to 20 milliamp control loops. So what are the benefits of HART? SRF realized several accrued benefits of the HART installations. For starters, Pranami says they chose the HART path because it's the most widely used protocol. He also points to simplified field diagnostics and easy configuration through the HART configurator, and as additional factors for the company's choice. With so many instruments and systems across the facility to consider, SRF wanted an easy to understand and reliable protocol with which to work. So, due to the interoperability capabilities, HART can be used not only with conjunction in with the wide range of sensors mentioned, but also in critical applications that can't afford to fail. As Pranami pointed out, it's allowed for diagnostics and sensors via fail-safe conditions, which alerts us to any potential problems. So now one of the key benefits or key aspects really of this whole digital transformation is the care for critical systems. So when it came to bolstering its plants, SRF Dahej addressed several critical applications via Foundation Fieldbus. In one process plant, it implemented ramping logic to achieve slow vacuum. And in the same plant, ratio logic control for foundation field buses was implemented. Likewise, in another plant on site, the team addressed raw material charging, utilities, and sequential operations by using foundation field bus devices for automatic sense sequencing and closed loop control. Pranami said the effort yielded better systems and better field diagnostics than they previously used. Now, multiple process values can be acquired in the DCS without using extra I/O, reducing signal processing costs and generating more than $200,000 in cost savings per year. In addition, project commissioning time was reduced significantly because of the remote access capabilities of the instrument configuration, adding another 1.5 million in cost savings to the across the 30 plants, according to SRF. Now, meanwhile, cable utilization was reduced by more than 30%, which generated cost savings of nearly a million, while auto detection of field bus components added savings of 1.2 million by reducing the product change rate over time. And Pranami pointed out that these added upgrades led to a reduction in human effort and productivity improvements. So, their plant in Dahej is part of a chemical complex that produces fluorochemicals and specialty chemicals for pharmaceutical and agricultural industries, as I've mentioned. So, here's where the company maintains several SIL loops for ESD and separate logic solvers connected to the DCS network via a DCS controller. The system consists of field-mounted sensors, valves, and trip relays. It also includes system logic for processing incoming signals, alarms, and HMI units. And to be honest, this system can process input signals and activate outputs according to any emergency. The heart helped improve the overall safety of the facility by reducing the chances of failure accidents. It also provided effective monitoring and protection, as well as faster response times. In addition, Pranami says it helps the plant become more flexible and customizable. But most important, the upgrades to heart at the plant can help prevent personal injury, loss of equipment, loss of life and equipment damage, and loss of productivity. It aids in preventing environmental damage as well. So SRF turned to wireless heart for better manage its carbon dioxide and ethylene gas storage on site. The result nullified manual efforts to conduct pressure and level surveys, remote monitoring, and of the tank farm covered a longer distance, up to 1.4 kilometers. So by routing individual signals across the entire network, the wide network structure became possible. In addition, online and seamless integration with the DCS system became possible without any downtime. Pranami says the benefit of wireless heart are extensive. He points to improved safety and worker tracking. The company estimated productivity improved by 30% and cost savings were 11%. Meanwhile, the quick startup of wireless heart led to 70% cost savings, according to the company. So, how are they going to go forward? SRF plans to use wireless heart for asset performance monitoring and IIoT analytics. Meanwhile, Ethernet APL is on the horizon, and it provides an exciting way forward for SRF. The company started planning for APL actually 5 years ago when it embarked on its initial research. A year later, it was in full technology evaluation and pilot testing and development by 2023. It plans to implement a rollout of Ethernet APL technology at SRF Dahej next year. So APL, if for those of you who do not know, is a specialized Ethernet standard designed for demanding environments such as chemical plants. It allows for high speeds, communication over two wires and up to that go up to 1,000 meters, and also provides for power transmission over the same cable. It's just a more cost-effective and flexible network architecture, and it extends Ethernet connectivity directly to field devices. So it is a natural fit for what they're doing at SRF Dahuj in their field network upgrade. SRF will first implement APL in a greenfield project set to be built in Dahuj. Pranami said they elected to deploy in a greenfield project rather than an existing plant to verify it meets their needs first from the very beginning. From there, they will be looking at adopting APL into existing plants. SRF also plans to updates to its predictive maintenance technology to enable vibration sensors-based maintenance for its chillers, centrifuge, vacuum pumps, and other machines. Now, predictive maintenance technology will provide early detection of mechanical wear and tear, improve accuracy by maintaining tube integrity, and reduce downtime and enhance the life of components. After all that, SRF Dahej still has more in the works. Its IIoT vision and growth plan culminates in 2027 with a five-layer market approach known in many circles as Internet 4.0. SRF is currently in its advanced analytics IIoT implementation phase, which entails, among other goals, golden batch data to its plants and automation of daily reports. By 2027, it expects to feature online data analysis using generative AI for IIoT projects. Now, some of its IIoT uses cases have already resulted in 19 million in cost savings, including real-time asset utilization, steam trap, health monitoring, vacuum pump failure prediction, and DCS control of lodging. So by 2030, SRF expects to complete asset management through RFID and barcoding. It will also feature a recipe-based plant operation, cybersecurity enhancements in the II to OT network, and workforce development and skill and enhancement. Through this systematic and strategic digital journey, which will encompass, as I said, two decades when all is said and done, the future of SRF Dahej and the company just seems to be getting brighter day by day. So you can learn more about this digital transformation if you go to our website, controlglobal.com. There, I've written a story on this, and we have more. We have photos, we have more information available. So I hope you'll check it out. And I want to thank you all for listening today. And again, congratulations to SRF Dahej, the 2025 Philcon Group Plant of the Year. Thank you for listening to this episode of Control Amplified, the Process Automation Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow in your favorite podcasting app so our new episodes are delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website, controlglobal.com, and on our social media accounts on LinkedIn at Control Global, and on YouTube at Control Design. Until your next listen, have a great day.